You know, I actually did. And here's the other thing. I am so glad you pointed out what you do. Because here's the thing. I don't make changes to anything until I have completely investigated and exhausted all other ways of getting something done. Because 90% of the issues that we're dealing with now are things that I am able to fix myself as an engineer. Okay, so I've been doing that in the background so they don't hit the budget. When it comes to things like phone systems, I absolutely agree. We have been grandfathered into a lot of things. There are things that can work that will help us, but I am not willing to rip out or make a change to something if it's going to skyrocket the price. So I do my due diligence on every single thing going in or out of this budget. I will promise you that. So I appreciate you pointing that out because that is something that most people don't understand. They said you have to do the due diligence. You just can't want something. You have to make sure that it's feasible for us to attain if we want to do it right. Not half, but full. So that's what I want to make sure that from this point forward and even into our next budget, that we are doing the absolute best financeable stuff that we can do to keep our budget within a realm that we do not overspend until we grow the base and grow the money. So
Well,
thank
thank
you
you for
very much for
well,
pointing that
no,
out.
thank you for acknowledging that my business acumen, when you have to make a payroll and you have to make adjustments and fit yourself with $3 for a $5 cost, you have a greater appreciation for the pain and prognostications rather than
Absolutely.
the prognostications and all the if you could have would have who've never run a business before. But I would also want to point out that the reason I haven't inundated you haven't called you once because I know how difficult it is field calls from 16 different board members and a national finance chair and a your own boss and so on and so on and so on. So I'm holding out, but I do hope that under your watch that the national board will find a way to actually do what has happened with the other four stations around this nation. Some of the people on this line like to stay stuck in the 19th century, but all the rest of the stations are state-of-the-art and have been rebuilt with new equipment and even new facilities. And some folks want to keep KPFT in a 1919 building. So I hope under your watch that we're going to be able to use some of the national resources because we certainly don't have them here. It ain't going to come out of your budget. But some of us were working on ways in which to infuse $500,000 into KPFT. Some fought it, some still fighting it. That we may be able to have state-of-the-art facilities that can accommodate several studios that can accommodate growth in the next 20 to 30 to 40 years. And it's sad.
Again, thank you.
But well, it's
Again,
sad
thank
that you get so much pushback against trying to push people into the 21st century for those who want to stay in the 19th century. But I have held
well,
back bothering you, but I look forward to working with you in the future.
Well, here's what I will say, and I tell the board members this, I tell everybody that I talk to on a daily basis. I do not mind anybody reaching out to me. I may be a little slow to respond because I am dealing with a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of things that need to be done. But what I will tell you is where I come from, I budgeted a budget of over $3.1 million. I know how to make things work. And with the engineering department, once we get it lined up, I promise you, we're going to start working our way into the 21st century, and we're going to look really professional, and we're going to sound even more professional, and we're going to grow that base, and we are going to grow the money. And that's what it takes, but it takes patience, and it takes time. And these are two things that I know some people feel that we're so close to popping, but we're going to be okay. We just have to take it one step at a time, one day at a time, and we're going to make things grow. I promise you we'll get it done.
You're here. Thank you for your optimism. And Sandy, thank you for your patience. All right.
Lyndon, for the stack.
Thank you for your question. Lyndon, you are next on the stack. Anybody else?
Yes. Yes, hi. Markeisha, can you tell us where the Allegiance, if we're still paying Allegiance fundraising and where it is in the budget, is it under the mailing services subscription?
Under development? It's in other development.
Other development?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just for, I want to add in here real quick, for the Allegiance portion, here's the thing, is that the engineering stuff that I'm going to be putting into place, Allegiance will not just be the database for our membership anymore. It will actually become a traffic system. So that is one piece of software that I do not want messed with, simply because it is going to be a very intricate part of our future as we move forward.
Rita to the stack.
Thank you. Rita, you're up.
Hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah,
thank you, Sandy. Thank you so much, Mr. Bays, for all of your insight, and Markeisha for your hard work. My question is information purposes. So we are saying that our 2021 budget is already in the hands of the National Finance Committee. Is that correct?
Dwayne, hello? Could you comment? Or Teresa,
Markeisha,
could you comment?
It was given to Lydia, and like I said, I believe she forwarded it to the Finance Committee, but I didn't. So I gave it to her. She specifically requested it.
Okay, thank you so much. So, I mean, we have spent, this is now almost 520. If we need to be looking at the next year's budget so that we're not spending all of this energy on browbeating something that's already passed our purview. We need to start working with Mr. Bays, look at what he's talking about cutting. How can we increase revenue? We are spending way too much time nitpicking little items on this budget. We need to sit down, study it. When we come to the meetings, have some concrete, hopefully, solutions or possible ideas so that we can move forward. We are holding KPFT back. Not anybody else. We are. And until we decide we are going to make a better effort at getting it done, it's not going to happen. Then we want to browbeat someone else for going ahead and getting the job done. That's ridiculous. We, the board, needs to step up and do our job. And our job is not nitpicking $500 here or $200 there. We're talking about we need hundreds of thousands of dollars to get done what we need. So we need to get busy about doing the business of KPFT. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Amen.
Sandy, can I get off the floor for just a second?
Go ahead, David.
Okay. I agree with you, and thank you for your positive feedback. Another thing that we need to be very aware of is the next budget, which we should be working on now, is going to include what we need to do or not do with our current building. The current things that are on the list of that building problem is mold. No water, no water heater, no heat. It has a lot of structural problems. It's also been flagged for not being electrically wired correctly. It has alligator clips in the main fuse box. So that is something else that I've been dealing with behind the scenes. So these are all items I'm trying to get fixed, so when it does come around to budget time, we don't have to cause a higher expense. I am doing everything I can to save the current building, but there may be a potential that we may not be able to do it feasibly. We just don't know at this point. There's a lot of things that are set up around that building that were there way before I got here. And so I have to work with the powers that be to make sure that if we inject what we need to into the building, that it is not something that is done and we lose it later. And that's my biggest concern, is I don't want to throw money at a fan and then have the fan blow the money over our heads. So just know I'm very much aware of where we are, and I'm trying my damnedest to make sure that we don't go below where we are now.
Teresa for the stack.
And Bill for the stack.
Indiana for the stack. Mary Ann for the stack.
Okay. I heard Teresa, Bill, Mary Ann, and who else?
No, Mary Ann, no, Adriana said.
Yeah, Adriana okay, too, and Mary Ann.
Teresa, Bill, okay. Adriana, Mary Ann.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
David and everybody on the LSB, I thank you very much for all of your hard work. The budget that we have right now, irregardless of what's said, the other stations are following a procedure by which their budget, which is approved by their LSB, goes to the National Finance Committee, and then it goes from the National Finance Committee to the PNB. We have not satisfied what I see as the process that other stations are following, okay? And we have been asking. I started asking last summer, and I remember, and it was a concern to me that when I did see the budget last September, it did not have any expenses on it, and we didn't get the budget did not leave the KPFT Finance Committee, and it did not go to the LSB because people said, you know, why are the phone bills the same as we asked could be reduced in spring? We asked last spring that someone look into the phone bills, and despite our constant asking, I just don't have a feeling that anybody was working on it. Now, Judon Boney did not have the technical skills that you have, David, but we were concerned about that. And I never saw the bids for the pipes, the hot water heater, the electric, until December. In December, Markeisha sent these bids, and I think it was in response to Lyndon saying, you know, what kind of bids do we have? There was a bid for furnaces. I do know that when Jack Valensky was general manager, at one point he said, we're having some problems with the furnace, and I've got a very good bid, and I've also got a bid for cleaning out the ductwork. And my only response to that was, well, make sure that you only sign up for what is really needed, because I wasn't sure that ductwork was needed. Do something about the furnace. But I didn't know that it was never addressed. All of these problems, I hear vague rumors that there's a pipe problem, but no general manager or interim general manager since Dwayne Bradley has said, we have this problem and we have fixed it. And my problem, you know, as treasurer and as a member on the finance committee, nobody ever told us that these things weren't fixed. We hear, oh, there's a problem with the pipes or there's a problem with electric, and then we never hear from it again. And I'm assuming the general manager had these things fixed.
Let me stop you there.
So I'm hoping in the future, as we move forward, you'll tell us these things.
Well, and that's exactly my point. I want to go back to what Dwayne said that says, look, I only got here on January 15th, and I didn't even get my head wrapped around what was going on until mid-February. Mm-hmm. And so what you knew back in September and October and November and December, I'm just now learning about in February. So the problem is that, you know, I can't fix what wasn't told to people. Okay?
Same way with us.
All I know.
Yeah, same way with this finance committee. We want to help you.
I know that, and I understand that. But what I also understand is, and what I'm hearing, is that there is a timeline, in which case when that stuff goes to the finance committee, you got a window of opportunity to do what you need to do and get it passed on. And it sounds to me that that time just took too long, and so people were requesting what we had, is what it sounds like. And you know what? Be as it may, we're going to get it better. Because next time, we're going to be prepared. The finance committee is going to have what they need. Things are going to be in line, and you're going to turn it in on time. Because that's how we're supposed to do it. And so those are the goals. I am with you guys 180%. Absolutely.
Well, but you are mistaken. You are mistaken when you thought that when it was sent to your boss that we got a copy of it. And you're mistaken.
You did.
That the finance committee got a copy of it.
If you would like, Teresa, I can re-forward the email that you were sent. You were sent it three times from the period of time that I got here in January.
When I received that budget,
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Finance committee.
Yeah,
I did.
Hang on,
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Yes, Dwayne, go ahead.
Now I've heard this member in particular in the past cite about badgering the manager or not being able to let the manager speak. She's interrupted this manager at least four or five times, indicating, and he's trying to point out that she was copied on an email, whether she received it, whether she looked at it or not. But you should correct her to allow the man to speak.
Point taken. You're right. I was going to tell Teresa that we're moving forward. I've heard a couple of members express the idea that we should be looking forward to our next budget, and I concur. So we will focus on that as we set up the next meeting. In the meantime, we need to satisfy process at the same time with the NFC.
I would like to apologize to the general manager for Oh my God! Can I get my apology out?
Order.
Just don't do it again. It's unnecessary.
Teresa, please. Thank you. We understand you're apologizing, and thank you for doing so. Bill, you're next on the stack.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry I missed that. I've been disconnected four times, by the way. I don't know if anybody else has had trouble, but thank you, David. You know, I guess one of the big reasons why the budget wasn't approved, as far as I'm concerned, is that we didn't get any money allocated at all for certain things that we think are really critical. And obviously, you're still learning what's needed and trying to figure out what's feasible and stuff. But for example, we don't know how long it's going to be before we can get back into the building or any building because of COVID.
Right.
But we know it's going to be at least several months. And so, you know, let's figure out what we can do to.
And I do know there's also been questions regarding the percentage of the PPP that we're getting, and I do want to look into that and make sure that we do get the correct percentage to make sure that we're satisfied fully.
Of course, we have a tiny staff, and the PPP funds are based on staff primarily, I think, so that may be part of it.
Right.
But what I was going to say is some of the specifics that we were concerned about is that, you know, if we're going to be operating at least from home for a while, okay, and maybe even after, you know, if we don't have a building that's inhabitable or whatever, then, or if the building gets taken by the lender or whatever, we may have to continue operating at home for indefinitely. But I'd like to see some money, when we can figure out what it might be, allocated towards facilitating live programming from home. It probably won't take a lot. Other stations are doing it. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, but...
Here's the thing, Bill, before you get too deep into the well on that one, okay?
Okay.
Number one, the very first thing that I did when I got here was get our house on the market in LaPorte. There's a reason
for
that. That is going to be our little cash push that we need in case we have to move or in case we need to get that building fixed. So it is on the market, and I'll go over more details about what's going on with it during our regular meeting tomorrow. Now, as for the broadcasting from home, there are two different ways to handle that. Okay, one is try to do it in the way that we're doing it now, which the reasoning behind not being able to do it at home was because everybody has different computers, everybody has a different setup, everybody has different internet speeds. And regardless of what happens at that point, I still have to have a board operator in the studio in case of dead space. There's no way to cut it off quickly because of the way things are set up. Now, with that being said, I have had in place and ready to go for the past month and a half a way for us to be able to use an automated system that doesn't cost us anything, but would allow people to log into a website and actually do their parts live very simply. Again,
right.
I'm up against the engineering department trying to get their list of things down because we've been very, very much working on trying to get our license renewed, and there I have been sick. So I am aware, and I do want to get us as live as humanly possible as quickly as possible. There is no doubt about that.
Okay, I just don't want the budget to constrain you and not allow you to spend any money for what we need, because it's. I think this is the thing that's hurting us the most financially.
Yep, no, the good thing is...
Lord have mercy.
The good thing is, Bill, is that I do have really good connections after all the years that I've been doing this. And I have it set up where we can totally replace the way that we're doing things. I just have to get it pushed through with the right individuals to get it done.
Yeah, yeah, I know we can do it differently. So thank you. Good. I know it's there's inertia, right? Okay, well, just think about money. If we need to change it, put anything in the budget for any of this stuff, that's what I worry about. I don't want to keep you from doing it.
The committee will work collaboratively on that score, Bill, I'm sure. And thank you for pointing that out. Adriana, you're next on the stack.
Thank you.
Adriana.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
First of all, I want to put the record straight. The last budget that KPFT Finance Committee approved and the LSB approved and was sent to the Pacifica National Finance Committee was 2018. The Pacifica National Finance Committee and the PAP never. KPFT was the only budget that was ready and never was approved and never was even considered. The last one was, like I said again, 2018. I was the chair of the Finance Committee. But in 2019, we didn't have any budget. I wasn't even in the board. 2020, neither. And like Wayne said, we have one and we cannot get it passed. But more than that, Mr. Chair, I hope that you will ask, because these are open meetings, and I hope I heard before when I, at the beginning of the meeting that we have somebody from the public, and it's our obligation open our meetings if somebody from the public want to make any commentary. I will ask you, please, if you can ask those questions. And ask if anybody that is in the meeting or is listening in the meeting, somebody from the public, and they want to make any comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. I have that on my list. Marianne, first, last on the stack and first time to speak. Please go ahead. Marianne, take yourself off mute.
Sorry.
Marianne.
Thank you, Sandy. Okay. Can you hear me now? Hello, David. My name is Marianne Martinez, and I wanted to talk to you about what you were mentioning earlier, that that there were clips, that everything was jimmy-rigged in the building, like there was clips in the electrical box and things of that nature. A lot of that occurred, I believe, during the time when we had a Well, we had some volunteers, and that may be something you might want to consider to as help around the station. We had a volunteer group of people that would come in. They were called the building committee, and they would help out with what they could. Now, you know, and I'm not trying to put the blame on anybody. I'm just saying that somebody may have rigged something up temporarily until it could have been permanently fixed, which it may have just gotten past someone and never got to it. I think that may be what have happened in that situation. But that was one of the things I wanted to tell you about. And then another thing is the fact about the mold. I don't know if you've been informed that there's been a couple of people that have looked at the mold situation in the building, and one of it was during the time that Judon was there. But he was there for a very short time. I don't know, maybe a year or two. But then after Judon, or no, Judon was still there. It was right towards the end when we had a somebody that Sandy referred to us, a friend of Sandy's, who came and looked at the building and did a report. So I'm not sure if you've had a chance to look at that. But
I have actually received the two bids on what it would take to alleviate the mold. But here's the pro quo on that, okay? And I need everybody to make sure they understand this and make sure that this is abundantly clear that the two bids that we received was to get rid of the mold that is currently on the surfaces of the building, which means we would have to tear down every wall, take out every bit of carpet, remove every ceiling tile, and every piece of furniture, and they would spray everything down to eliminate the mold issue. However, it does not include stopping the mold where it began. Okay? So that is a completely different cost. Then we have to put the building back together, which is also an additional expense. So going in and spraying down the building and removing pieces of the mold that they're seeing is one thing, but they didn't take into account that they have to put everything back together.
Right.
And actually eliminate the mold issue. So that is what I'm working on, to try to find out what the overall cost is going to be for everything. Because, again, this was something that was a great intention, but they only got half the answer.
Yeah. Now, do you have any idea where the leak is coming from? Or what's causing the mold problem?
Nobody has been able to figure out where it is stemming from. All they did was come in and say, yes, you have mold. It is here, here, and here. And we can clean it. We can spray it. We can remove everything that it's attached to. But then the question should have been asked, what do we need to do from there? And so those are questions that I'm asking now to get new bids to try to figure out what we're really up against.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention to you, David, was the fact that it can be a lot of work there, and I think all of us understand that you have quite a bit to do. And I don't mean to sound rude, or I hope this is okay to say this, but, you know, in the past, other managers have had, like, a program director to help them. And we're missing that position right now. And you know, maybe that's something we might want to think about filling. But that's up to you. You're the manager.
In the programming department, again, that is being kind of held by specific departments that I'm not able to get into at this time. So I have the entire layout of what I see as the future and who I would put in, or a person that would need to go in as a program director. But I am not going to put a person in that position to have to put out 95 fires. I would rather clean up the loose ends first and then give them a clean palette to start from. Does that make sense?
Sounds good. just let us know if you need any help.
Yes, ma'am. And
oh,
I do appreciate
God.
It. And the biggest thing that is causing issues, which I've already sent out an email to the volunteer staff, what is going to help us more than anything else is when we are on the air, I specifically have told them, you can say that our building needs repair. I do not want a list of what is wrong with our building on the air. Because you have, because here's the thing, folks. You have the potential of costing us even more because if OSHA or the city or whatever gets a hold of that, they can come, put a sticker on the door, and they can lock it. And guess what? We will not be able to go back in again. So we need to take care of the items that need to be handled, and we need to keep that in-house. Our listeners do not need to know that we're having those kind of issues, nor is it their problem. All they need to know is that we could use their help. We would like to make improvements to the building and leave it at that.
Dwayne to the
Thank you,
David.
Okay, Dwayne, I'm gonna let you speak, and then I'd like to close the stack, move forward to public comment, and also the motion from Richard, and set the next day. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, I'll try to be brief.
I'm in a meeting.
Why is it that person won't put their phone on mute?
Okay, all right, let's have order. I don't know. I'm asking everybody, mute your phone if you don't have the floor. Dwayne Lark has the floor. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, thanks. I'm so glad that the manager pointed out the dangers of discussing that building on the air and even in the public, because the insurance company get a hold to it. We've been quite fortunate. Those of you who believe in God, it's been an intervention of God that an insurance company hasn't done an inspection and canceled the insurance, because I've been in insurance for 37 years and I wouldn't put my name on a policy for an insurance company to get me in trouble, so to speak. So we're very fortunate with respect to that. Also, we're 4 months into... Well, 3 months from now, we're going to need to start the 2022 budget process. So why are we spending all of this time on something that's all, the train is already down the road, and there's nothing we're going to do to pull it back? So I think this is a waste of time moving forward. I think the next meeting we have, we ought to be getting information relative to the 2022 budget. Because a budget is only as good as it is submitted and approved. Otherwise, you operate under the previous budget to the best ability that you can. And as far as programming director is concerned, we haven't had a program director since 2015. So that would mean the last six IEDs IGMs and GMs have not had a program director. And that's why programming is in the shape it's in. But I know of four other stations that do have program directors, and their programming is in just as bad of a shape. So having a program director don't guarantee anything. But to get a program director, there is a process that's articulated in our bylaws that state there will be a search committee, just like the way you search for a GM, a search committee, and then the search committee submits a specific amount of names to the interim director or the director, and a decision is made from that, and certainly the general manager should have input in that process. But I implore you, Finance Committee, to stop playing games with this 2021 budget, because it's already done, so to speak. It's nothing. You're going to find money to put nothing and nowhere and nothing unless you're going to start raising money, and then that money can be dedicated to any new plans. But thank you for your report, Mr. Manager, in terms of the house that would be sold does afford you some leeway in terms of, but I would advise it would take several hundred thousand dollars to bring that house up to code. And I would advise that you do seriously consider not spending too much other than to protect employees, to protect the staff that goes in there. But anyone in their right mind knows we need to be looking forward in the 21st century for new facilities, and that's going to come from the national level. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Duane. Okay. I believe Mo Cortez identified himself as a member of the public. Are there any other members of the public that would like to identify themselves at this time? You don't have to give a name. Just say you're here. Hearing none. Mo Cortez, are you still on the line, and would you like to speak?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. No, just hearing about all the intricacies. I used to work at a contractor. I used to be a contractor at GE, so I appreciate the due diligence you're putting into that and looking at the systems and the costing. It's always about costing with engineering. And that's either a really good thing or a really bad thing. So I just appreciate that, and that's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mo. Appreciate your attendance today. Okay, there's a motion that Richard Uzel has sent around. Teresa, would you read that motion, please? Teresa Allen?
I'm sorry. Okay. As I understand it, we're going to cover... Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you read Richard Uzel's motion, please?
Okay. Well, bear with me 1 minute here because I was not looking for it because I did not realize after approving the next meeting.
5:17 p.m. It's an email from Richard Uzel.
I'm sorry.
If you'd like, I can read it if you're called off guard.
Yes, would you mind reading it?
Sure, no problem. Okay. This is from Richard Uzel. I move that as per KPFT LSB standing rules, that this KPFT 2021 Finance Committee today elect a chair and secretary pro tem, then we elect our permanent chair and secretary at the next meeting of this committee. So we've already accomplished the first part. I think that's redundant, dilatory. So what Richard is asking to do is to elect a permanent chair and secretary at our very next meeting. Can I hear any comment per objection?
Teresa for the staff.
I would like to motivate.
Go ahead. Yeah, Richard, why don't you go ahead and motivate, and then I've got Teresa. Thank you.
Okay. I've submitted this just in hopes that we would go ahead and get this done as quickly as possible and not argue about it for the next couple of months. I think that depending on it, I personally think we could do it just by taking a vote like we took the vote on the pro tem thing. But if some people object to that and want us to send it to Terry Goodman, which is real strange to me, but that's fine. But if that's the case, it might be good to nominate people right after, if you approve this motion, to nominate people right after this and go ahead and send it to Terry and let it happen that way. As I understand the standing rules, it does not specify in the second meeting or the third meeting. It just says later or something like that. I don't remember
within,
that wording. But
within several meetings.
Within
Wayne Larson, could I for the stack, please.
Got you both.
Okay. It doesn't say anything specific. What I didn't, you know, that got kind of stepped on. I didn't understand what was. But this would clarify it and put some kind of definite thing on it. And hopefully let's get that behind us and not have to mess with that later. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Teresa, you're next.
I would say that we should, if we're going to approve this, that we should take nominations for chair and secretary today. If there's only one person that's willing to run, then obviously we won't need to vote by mail or by email. But if there's more than one, then we will be prepared to give the names to Terry Goodman so we could have a vote by email.
Thank you, Teresa.
A point of order.
Duane Larson, Go ahead. Point of order. Go ahead.
Can you, do you have me on the stack, Mr. Chair?
I do. Yes, Adriana,
Thank
I do.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Duane,
this is Nancy with a point of order.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I want to read the standing rule. Just to
go
clarify
ahead.
It, it's a little bit different than what Richard said. The chair and the LSB, in setting up a committee, shall select a convener who shall act as the chair pro tem. Okay, within a few meetings, the committee will choose a chair who will then be voted on by the LSB at the next meeting. That was in 2004. So I just wanted to give that out, and that's all.
Okay. Okay. That's sort of nebulous in its wording, I would think. But anyway, Duane?
Bill for the second.
Well, thank you. I think that if I do take Richard's comments to face value, he did indicate he didn't understand why, and it didn't make any sense. To when you hear the wording in a few meetings, well, when you have 50 years or more of existence, you've kind of learned some things, and you try to make some adjustments to address those things that come up. And so some of the issues that caused this action was, within a few meetings, you pretty much may have tried one or two or three different people to do chairing, and you would be able to make a more informed decision rather than a buddy-buddy choice. And aside from that, there are also the concept of three meetings before you can vote. So the theory there was that if you have it on the first meeting or the second meeting, and the person was not a member of the body of this particular committee last year, you're locking that person out of being able to vote. And so I think sometimes you need to kind of understand the history of why a rule was made in the first place rather than, it's okay not to understand it, but when you don't understand something, you're supposed to research it. And I think these people had a real purpose. So when they made such rules, because there were some problems previously, kind of like with the same three absence rule, because you had a problem struggling to get quorum when people jump on the committee and don't show up thereafter. So just have appreciation for why rules are in place. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Adriana?
Richard, back to the stack.
And Bill, I was on the stack too.
Yes, I have you, Bill. Adriana?
Yes. Obviously, Ms. Ivana Maritomi read the Article 3, Article 3, committees, Section 1, establishing committees. There was very clear that the chair of the LSB select a convener, and according to the rules, is who shall act as chair pro tem, then said within a few meetings. If that said within a few meetings, it means, doesn't say next meeting, doesn't say a couple of meetings, said within a few meetings, that clearly, and according to, since I'm in this board, and I'm related to KPFT since 2010, was always at least a third meeting. And I don't understand. You have the chair pro tem that you wanted. What is the rush? Why don't, when you pass, you are trying to pass a motion that obviously have a language that is not a language of our standing and the special rules. And like Ms. Sayyara Naritome said, that was passed in 2004 to clarify these fights and to clarify people rushing to the first meeting do not act at all because they want to elect their body's body, like chair or whatever. That is the main reason why we passed the standing and special rules. And a few meetings doesn't mean one meeting or a couple of meetings, a few meetings. That why was always understood that we are at least three meetings. And the reason why we make that a secret ballot is because it's part of the bylaws of this foundation. It's not up to us to decide otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. I think those are very good comments. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, I just think we're making way too big a deal about this. You know, I don't care when we elect a person. What I was going to say is if we're going to do it in a meeting by phone, that we should have the meeting later because several people could not attend because they're at work or other things like that. So we should have a meeting in the evening probably to elect officers or do it by email. Although it's a real complication to have to ask Terry Goodman and somebody else from another station to send out the ballots and instructions and send them back and tabulate them. It's a lot of work for him, and I don't think we necessarily need that. I think we should just do a vote in the meeting, some meeting. I don't care when. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
And point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Duane.
I believe, again, if we read the bylaws, and we always refer to what other, in fact, it was referred to today, what other stations are doing, what other stations process. So we choose one to point out when the stations is doing a certain process, but then we want to create our own shortcuts when it works for us. And the reason that bylaws, we would be in violation of the bylaws because individuals have a right to a private vote. And I think the best example was, we all know, most of us know, that if the Senate had a private vote of impeachment trial with the former president, he would have been impeached. But people were afraid, or people weren't comfortable to vote publicly. So that's why we do a private vote when it comes to these issues.
Okay,
Richard,
that's well understood. Wait, before we go down this rabbit hole further, because we're going down one right now, I'd like to get a sense of the whole here, just up or down. Teresa, I'm going to ask you to call the roll. Do we want to delay any thinking on this? In other words, do we want to move to table this for the moment? I'm in a kind of an agreement with the idea of waiting a couple of three meetings, whatever you want to do, whatever the body is happy with. We need to work together as a unit. And if we're going to start off on this footing, we risk getting way down the path of not being able to do that. And
Mr. Chair, this is my motion. Understanding from
I asked to be on the
one
stack.
At a time.
I asked to be on
one
the
at
stack.
Time.
I have a motion.
Before the motion was said, I asked to be on the stack. And what I was going to try to say,
Richard,
there's no
reason. Richard, speak your piece, please. Make it quick.
Thank you. I'm not trying to fight with anybody about this. If you want to make the election at the third meeting, that's fine. But let's put it in this motion and say, rather than the next meeting, say the third meeting. And let's understand where we're going and not just be stumbling around in the dark.
Hold on. Duane, you have an alternative motion or a motion you want
to make? Well, yeah, because that doing it at the third meeting still wouldn't address the right to a private vote. And this should be an STB ballot.
I don't have any problem with the private vote, and I said that a while ago.
Okay, my motion, if you will allow, without interruption, my motion would state that we have to do the same process that Bill and I and others did with the previous votes. We have to ask Mr. Terry Goodman when he would be available. Then he sets the timeline for the vote. So I think that's what would be
in order. Two months away. That's 3 months away. That's fine. Let's do it.
Hold on. Everybody, please just hold
all
on.
Right.
Hold on. I'm going to ask that we table the motion that Richard made. Just table it.
Postpone.
At least until the next meeting. Postpone. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, table is indefinite.
Okay. Are there any objections to postponing that motion?
I object.
I wrote the motion. I don't object. Let's postpone it. That's fine.
Okay. Case closed.
I just want to get on with it.
I overrule your objection, Teresa. So if you'd like to challenge that, we can put it to a vote.
Nancy on the stack.
Thank you, Nancy. Are there, does anybody want to challenge the ruling of the chair? Thank you. Nancy, go ahead.
We're past the adjournment time, by the way.
Yes, I know. We're going to wrap this up really soon. I got two more items here. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I'll say mine. I'm just going to say it's in PNB meetings, we discuss things like this about on the first meeting, and then we often said, well, whoever nominated for chair or secretary, let that person do one meeting, and then the next time the other candidate does a meeting, and then we all decide, okay, we'll vote on that, you know, just we get a taste of each one, and that has worked out really nice. Anyway, I'm not saying a motion at all, I'm just putting that out. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Orders of the day.
Yes, thank you, Duane. Orders of the day. Okay. I'd like to meet again inside on March 30th, and there's specifics here that I'd like this body to bring forward by a week before so we get this in order. Number one, to Ted's point, if you have any questions about any line items as to what might be in those line items, please send an email to Teresa with the specifics, the line item, and your question. Is that clear? Okay, must be clear. Okay, the second thing here is I kind of agree that we should be looking at the 2022 budget and not focusing so much in the rearview mirror. Duane and everybody else that talked along those lines, I concur. Next meeting, would we be prepared to vote and recommend to the entire LSB, which this committee is almost the entire LSB, the adoption of the budget as it is? So think about
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chair, I have some information. I have some information regarding that.
Go ahead.
I do believe that by that time, the PNB will be getting at KPFT's budget or proposed budget as it has been presented, and it's already approved KPFK, it's approved WBAI, I believe it has approved PFW, and I have reason to believe that this budget that Markeisha has been floating for the last 6 months is going to get approved before we even take that action at the LSB meeting next month. So
that'll bop that weasel on the head.
Yeah, that's why we ought to be concentrating on 2022 and at the 31st meeting or the 30th meeting that you want. And then we can be one of those setting an example around the network by having it to the Pacifica National Finance Committee by July, which is when they want it.
Point of information, okay. Mr. Chair, Rita Washington, I'm asking.
Rita, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. So, since you guys, is it possible for us to just approve the budget at tomorrow's LSB meeting? And then that way we have technically approved it, so that that will make those of you that want that approval from the LSB, that's taken care of?
We're still waiting for answers. We've been waiting for answers for months.
In fact, I'll make that motion. At the meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
So let's have that discussion.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill and Duane. But I was asking the chair. Thank both of you for your comments.
You're welcome.
This chair would defer to the chair of our LSB, who I believe is on the call with us. Venetia, you have any comment?
He might be gone.
Maybe he may be gone by now. This meeting's running long. So one more action item.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, this is Markeisha. I'm not available.
I'm not gone. I'm sorry. I was trying to take it off of mute. I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, this is my thing. It's already at the Pacific, at the national level. This is really more of a formality. They're not going to come back to us asking for anything. It's just a formality for those of you that feel like we should have gone through the process. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Hold on. Thank you for that comment, Rita. I think we need to show everybody that we can work together and get this done. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I think that I heard that Marquisha said something about she not being available. I couldn't hear her because somebody else was talking.
Yes, so I'm not available on March 30th.
Okay, well, let's still plan to meet on March 30th. If David can be on the call, then that might suffice for what we're going to need to get done. And I have one more thing on my pad here as far as an action item, and that goes to David. I'd like to see that red line of the existing budget, as you see it, as a starting point for discussion on 2022. Is that a problem, David?
I don't think that's going to be an issue. In turn, this is what I would like, if it is possible, for those who are going to be giving me line items. I need you to be extremely specific. So when you turn those over to Teresa, Teresa will line them all up in by bullet point so I know what each line wants an answer. From that point, she will need to turn that in, please, to Sandy. Sandy will give me the final copy, and I will get with Marquisha, and we will devise some answers for you. Is everybody all right with that?
When do you need that by?
What I would say is take the time to get the questions correct. What you really want to know, so I don't have to answer the same questions five times.
Let's say the 23rd of March, that gives you 2 weeks to get your answer together, and it gives David a week to look it over. Everybody in agreement?
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, Teresa, go ahead.
Maybe we could save a step from what David suggests, that when you send your questions of line items to both the secretary and the chair.
That would be acceptable. Is everybody clear on that? Look at the budget. Look at the line items. The line items, you have specific questions as to what might go in it or any other dealings on those line items. Put that down on an email and send that to Teresa Allen and to myself, and we will get that to David in conformed fashion. Okay?
Good, Mark. Okay. Can you resend that budget?
It was just sent out to us.
Yeah. Could somebody resend that or send it to me? At least I don't have it or can't find
it. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Resend it to the whole committee, please, Teresa.
Yeah, right. Good.
Thank good you. Idea, yeah.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And then with request for information.
Sandy. Go ahead. Yeah,
request for information.
Hang on, David. Go ahead.
Yes, since Marquisha cannot come to the March 30th date, how about the first Tuesday in April, the April 6th? That's a Tuesday. There's nothing with KPFT on there. It's just a WPFW meeting. Would Marquisha be able to come on that day?
I think if David were present, I think they're working closely together, and I don't think there's going to be any issue. I'd rather not delay. We have a lot to do.
I'm available on the 6th, but again, if you want to have the finance committee meeting without the finance person, that's fine.
Are you objecting to that, Marquisha? I mean, I will defer to your opinion.
I'm okay with whatever you decide.
Sandy, I think she should be there. You should have it on the 6th, so you could have the whole team there.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to be doing 2022, right?
Well, time out. Let's make it the 6th then, okay?
Sandy?
I can be flexible. Yes, go ahead, David.
I would agree that we should not be doing anything financially without the person that can absolutely answer any questions that I may not be able to answer. She needs to be present.
Okay, fair enough. We'll make it the 6th. Teresa, could you please make sure that gets on KPFTX? And we will post an agenda.
4 p.m. Central Standard Time on April the 6th, right?
Right, yes. And I will put together an agenda for that. Yes? Go ahead.
I only have one final note for everybody. Please make sure that when you're doing your line items, that you are using the version of that budget that Markeisha sent out. Make sure you're using the correct version.
Okay, that seems to be a lot. Yes, Adrian.
It's already more than 50 minutes. Almost 20 minutes.
Yes, I'm aware. I know. Would someone like to move to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I shall do it.
No objections. We are adjourned.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go.
Let's continue to work together.
Hey, Sandy. Sandy.
Yes,
Sandy. Thank you.
Thank you. Really, thank you. Well done. Just well done. Thank you very much.
It's the second best I've ever done.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. I'm not going to ask. David. I'm sorry. I'm not going to ask. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, David. Thank you, Markeisha.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Really.
Bye.